From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen are vowing to send in more missiles to Saudi Arabia unless the Saudi-led coalition halts its bombing campaign. Adel Qudus al-Shahari of the Ansar Allah group said the missiles were a clear message that we're resilient no matter the pressures the enemy places on us. Saudi officials said they shot down the missiles fired at the capital Riyadh and three other cities around midnight Sunday, although one person was killed by falling debris. The Saudis accused the Houthis of using Iranian-made missiles. Saudi coalition spokesman Brigadier Turki al-Maliki called the missile threat dangerous for regional and international security. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Benham Ben Talablu said there's little doubt Iran is providing missiles despite denials.
Iran is giving the Houthis enough to sustain the conflict and bleed Saudi Arabia, but not enough to do decisive battlefield changes. And because of that, the U.S. is getting sucked in, Riyadh is getting sucked in further and further, and the humanitarian crisis is escalating. So if there's anyone being the arsonist here for the fire, it's definitely Iran.
The missile attack came on the eve of the third anniversary of the Yemeni conflict. Sierra Leone's delayed presidential election runoff now has been rescheduled for Sunday. Julius Maada Bio is the opposition challenger.
We have to work a few technicalities, really, that is between us and the APC. They still have few concerns, and we have agreed to address those. But nothing should stop us from having an election on the 31st.
Bio faces off against ruling party candidate and former foreign minister Samora Camara. Charges of electoral fraud surrounding the first round led to a brief court injunction lifted on Monday. This is VOA News. The U.S. has announced it will expel 60 Russian diplomats, joining other governments in punishing the Kremlin for a nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain that London blames on Moscow. It's a charge Russia has denied. In all, 18 countries kicked out 100 Russians. Vasily Nebenzia is the Russian U.N. ambassador.
Very unfortunate and very unfriendly move. We were informed 12 of our diplomats are expelled from here. And they will have to leave by the second week.
Russia's foreign ministry called the expulsions a provocative gesture, promising a response. Russia analyst Stephen Fortescue, honorary associate professor at the University of New South Wales, called it a serious development.
In a sense, it's symbolic, but probably has some practical significance as well. If the attention or those people being thrown out are, as everybody stresses, intelligence officers undercover, I presume it will have some severe operational significance.
The double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain in critical condition since the March 4 attack. Investigators trying to determine what went wrong in a Siberian shopping mall fire Sunday said a public address system had been turned off before the blaze broke out, killing at least 64 people. Witnesses said fire alarms were also silent and many doors locked. Four people have been detained for questioning. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been ordered to report to a Durban courtroom April 6th to face corruption charges involving a multi-billion dollar arms deal. The National Prosecuting Authority said it wants to charge Mr. Zuma with 16 counts, including fraud, racketeering, corruption, and money laundering. The former leader, forced out last month, has denied any wrongdoing. A senior North Korean official Monday called for an end to the U.S.-led international sanctions campaign against his government. Ri Jong-hyuk, member of the Supreme People's Assembly, speaking in Geneva, said inter-Korean relations are a trend of the times, and it's high time to put an end to the U.S. anachronistic anti-North Korean hostile policy. His remarks came amid reports that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be making his first trip to Beijing. Police in Kosovo used tear gas to disperse hundreds of Serb nationalists in Mitrovica, trying to disrupt a meeting on improving relations with Belgrade. Kosovo, once part of Serbia before the Albanian-majority nation broke away a decade ago, is trying to complete conditions necessary for European Union membership. A Brazilian appeals court Monday rejected objections by lawyers representing former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva over his corruption conviction, meaning he could begin serving a 12-year jail term. Wall Street rallied Monday as concerns over a global trade war eased on reports the U.S. and China are prepared to negotiate differences, the benchmark Dow Jones soaring nearly 670 points. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.